major gas explosions flattened three homes in the US city of Baltimore, killing one woman and injuring half a dozen other people, including children. The blast spread debris throughout the suburb and residents had to climb over piles of rubble, digging for survivors with their hands before rescuers arrived. Dean Jones is a resident who joined those search efforts. He's been speaking with our North America correspondent, David Lipson.
Man, I was just outside on the back porch right there. I was sitting there and it was just a loud explosion. I saw debris fly in the air, smoke cloud, every bit of 60 feet in the air. And I just knew it was something bad. Like, it shook the foundation of the house. Like, it felt like it was, like, next door on this block. And honestly, I ran out. I ran down straight down that alley right there, went up the street, went down another alley, and I saw it. And I just couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was like a bomb had exploded. We started digging. We started saying, hey, call out. If there's anyone in here, call out police so we can hear you.
Did you hear any voices?
A lady said, hey, I'm right here. It was faint. She's like, hey, I'm right here. We're like, call out. Be a little louder. We need to find you. We figured out where she was. We started digging by hand. Finally get to the woman. Older woman. She literally walked down the rubble with just some assistance. She walked out. Where everybody else that came out in a stretcher, and some people didn't even come.
I heard gas leaks are a bit of a common occurrence around here. Is that right?
Yeah, it happens. I mean, I think, like, the infrastructure's a little old, maybe, but I don't know what happened right there, but I can tell you that whatever it was like, it was surreal. Like, I've seen gas explosions before, and I mean, the house was damaged, but I mean, it looked like someone took an accordion and just like smashed the three houses together. I mean, it was just catastrophic. I didn't think anybody survived if there was anyone in there, but amazingly, it was people that survived. I mean, I got a cut right here, you know, from, you know, digging to grab concrete and grabbing glass, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even think. I just wanted to try to help someone because they were calling for help.
It's Baltimore resident Dean Jones, and he was speaking there with David Lipson.